Good morning, KNS. It is Saturday, October 19th, 2024. I'm your host, Bud Wiry, and you are in the shop. So I want to start out the show a little bit with something on the softer side. We got some pretty hot stuff coming up, so I'm going to soften the blow a little bit. But something good that I seen here recently, and I seen it on the Jamestown, Indiana chatter page, was that the Western Boone Senior High School has gotten its first all-girls wrestling team. And this is no boys in the practice, no boys wrestling with the girls. This is 100% girls-only team. And much in the same way that I think the transgenders shouldn't be participating in the girls' sports that way, I feel the same way like about a girl going into the boys' sports. I mean, I just find that inappropriate. Having wrestled as a middle schooler, I mean, that's too much contact for kids of their age and for one party. I mean, somebody is generally going to be uncomfortable in that sort of an ordeal. And as a boy, to sit there and have to wonder, you know, because we're in this hyper-polarized where you don't know what's going to get you in trouble part of the time. I mean, you're sitting there like, I'm going to wrestle this girl, but also, at the same time, they're going to be afraid trying to not get themselves in some amount of trouble. I mean, just because we all know that's true. It's like, oh, you just don't go grabbing people in some of these locations. But the way wrestling is, there's just some of that involved. So, I found this on the Jamestown, Indiana chatter page. If you know a girl that would like to participate in this program, or you'd like to reach out and make contact, I suggest you go there. I haven't talked to any of these people, so I don't want to put out their information. But that's where I found it. So you go there poking around, and it was really good in their advertisement for it, too, how they mentioned, they're like, there's no worries about a girl being behind. I mean, this is a first-year program, so none of them have done it. So, I mean, this is a base level start of a group. So I really hope that they get enough participation out of it to make a go. But, again, very happy for them, and I'm glad to see that somebody's done it. You know, they could have just tried to mix it and have that problem that we've had in some of the areas, and I've even think there's been a little of it around here. But instead, they've actually went and they've solved the problem. They've created their own girls team, and they're going to push it, and that's great. Good for them. Because just as much as I like to point out what goes wrong and what's bad in the thing, you always got to point out the other side of it. So, you know, everybody can see the direction that we should be heading. So, on to what's extremely hot here is, so Tuesday, October 15th, the Lebanon City Council had its second meeting about this water territory that they were trying to create out here, up to 10 miles. They're claiming 4, but they have the right to amend that at any time. And they said by law they're able to take up to 10 miles outside of the city to make this water territory. And what that does is it sets the stage for future growth and annexation in that area. Now, they try to say it doesn't, but that's its general plan. So Lebanon has this deal with Citizens Water where they're going to be spending hundreds of millions of dollars out of a safe drinking water fund to bring water to these billion-dollar companies out here. So what it's going to do is it's going to create that whole, and we talked about this somewhat on the last show, it creates this water territory, and what that does, it's almost like Lebanon staking a flag. So if they go out there and they stake their flag on this, now it's almost like an agreement with that area that you will be the one to service it if that needs. And that allows for the property owners in that area to also easier request annexation and request these water services. So the meeting took off pretty fast. Gentry opened the show right there, and then we had the first speaker come up. And I don't know why, but after the first speaker, it always seems like nobody's sure who's going to go second. Like, everybody's holding out for it to be somebody else. Like, usually the first guy's pretty brave. You know, he's already planned that he's going to get there, and he's going to pop right up, and he's going to go after it. But then there's always this pause. And I have this fear that they're just going to be like, oh, you know, opportunity to speak's over. So usually come around that second time, about after that pause has made me uncomfortable, I usually jump up. So there I was. I jumped up, and I was the second speaker in this, and I'm going to read for you guys what I read to them. I stated my name and address per procedure, and then proceeded with this. Under this current leadership of Rhino Republicans, every single rural Hoosier is now under threat of having their way of life destroyed. When the agents of government can reach into the public coffers and pull out as much money as is required to pay people to harm their friends and neighbors, no man is free and no castle is safe. It is beyond sad to see that many in this body have cast away their concerns for those in their community and replaced them with loyalties to an authoritarian government that only seeks to enrich itself. While we can understand Mayor Matt Gentry's drive to push this territory since it enriches his family by making their property easier to develop, what is the rest of your motivations? Does this body not respect people's right to be free of government overreach? Does this body not respect people's right to representation? And where are the citizens that support this proposal, or does this body only seek to serve itself? If you would please look into the camera when you vote, every citizen of this area deserves to look you in the eyes while you do so. And then after me, another 15, 20 people come up, all speaking against this proposal. And I'm going to tell you guys, I was beyond elated to see how many people showed up to this meeting. We're talking a standing room only, packed house of people, and they're all there against it. And even at one point, Sandra Jasianowski, in her speaking, she actually asked the room, she's like, is there anybody here that actually supports this motion? And there was literally one single hand that went up, and that was a city employee. Guys, it was mind-blowing. So, and getting to it, here comes the part that's getting really heavy, guys. So, when Sandra started to see some of these people's points of view on this, she started to talk about it, and Matt Gentry got visibly irritated, and he started kind of talking over her, and then he even went into telling her how she should be thinking and how she should be voting, pretty much. And it was the single biggest misogynistic event I've ever personally seen. And oh my God, everybody else seen it too. Guys, this is amazing that this actually happened in 2024 in broad daylight. And I honestly, Matt Gentry's lawyer that was sitting right beside him, I'd fire him. If I had counsel sitting beside me, letting me do something that stupid without giving me a shoulder, an elbow, or something, he'd be fired. Absolutely. Because this went from bad to worse, guys. This whole meeting, he literally was trying to engage this city councilwoman and talking over her and trying to make her feel like her views weren't right or like she wasn't smart enough to be able to figure this out on her own without old Gentry mansplaining it to her. And this went on, and the crowd was really getting engaged in it. There were some people sitting over by me. They were actually filming it and then screaming about it the whole time, because ultimately Sandra was trying to make motions to table this vote, and Gentry literally talked over her, stopped it, and then allowed one of his more loyal counselors to make a motion to pass it. Guys, I've never seen nothing like it. It really was something to behold. And I wouldn't tell you about all this stuff without giving you guys the ability to look at it. So I got a lot of these videos. They're posted at the shop's Facebook page. Go on there. Take a look for yourselves. I mean, I got some parts of it that are clipped down to, you know, just a section. But I really encourage everybody to watch the entire meeting in its entirety. Not one person. You know, usually people clip things to make them look a little extra bad or something like that. I have not had one single person that hasn't watched the video in their entirety that was now more shocked than they were by just watching the clips. It is that bad, because in all of this, him engaging her, well, there was, you know, Mike Kincaid, one of the other counselors, decided he was going to vote against it. And one of the votes, Keith Campbell, another counselor, he sat there and he decided he wasn't going to vote for that part of the motion. And Matt Gentry didn't try to engage anybody else. He did not engage or question any of the men on their thoughts. He didn't press them. He didn't tell them how they ought to be thinking on none of that. But this one female counselor, I mean, he went at it. And I've never, I was amazed. And it's because she questioned him. That is a personal trait. That isn't something that just popped up and he had this one. No, he got questioned by a woman and it bothered him. And he engaged her and kept engaging her through this entire meeting. Guys, Matt Gentry needs to resign right now. I mean, you guys, I'll tell you, I've been no fan of Matt Gentry. I dislike all his politics. I dislike the fact that how poisonous he's been to the community. But what we saw the other night was beyond the line too far. And if the city council and the rest of them say that's okay, then they need to resign as well, because that is not who we need to be in this community. That is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen out of a politician around here. And he needs to put his head down in shame, and he needs to walk the hell out of that building. Because this guy has single-handedly, his family, the Gentry brand of toxic politics, has almost destroyed this area. They've poisoned the people in the community. To see them people on the board member, I was equally disgusted, guys. We had all those quote-unquote men up there on the board that sit there and watched Matt Gentry berate this female councilwoman and treat her like that. And none of them said nothing. And neither did Sierra Messenger, which is her fellow councilwoman. And Sierra ends up actually joining misogynist Mayor Matt Gentry to pass the vote. I mean, this is a body of government that has been poisoned to beyond toxic. And it's so toxic now, they think that stuff's okay. But I'll tell you what, there was the packed house in this room today, and everybody else seen the same thing I did. Guys, I've posted these videos all over the place. I'm sharing it to everywhere, to Twitter. I have not had one single person in days of doing this try to defend his actions. Because trying to defend somebody with that level of misogyny is not possible. And I really do. I hope Ms. Jasonowski files a complaint against Mr. Gentry. And I mean, in full disclosure, I've met Ms. Jasonowski at a couple events. You know, I think there was a Republican event out there by Elizaville that I met her at, and maybe at some of the Wind and Solar or some of these things around. So, I mean, I've met this person. She is a very nice, well-distinguished lady with a very grandmotherly vibe to her. And to see Matt Gentry go at her and try to, you knew what he was doing. Guys, there was no hiding there. He was bullying her. He was trying to push her into his way of thinking by telling her was wrong, how she should be thinking, how she should be thinking like him. And then I'm thinking to myself, what other effect is this having on the rest of the council? So when the whole council sees what the mayor does to one of the members after they decided to go against his plan and how he attacked, then everybody else, you know, the weaker member, you had, like I said, and it was weird because there was a couple guys that finally actually seen what the people were saying, and they decided they just wanted to stay the vote and take a little time to think about it. And Matt Gentry didn't get on them like that. But when the Sandra did, oh my God. So there's something there, guys. That's not something that just pops up. What happened was he got mad and he showed his true colors. And so as this crap show, as I'm going to describe it, carried on, they ended up passing the thing. So, and that was amazing too, guys. I got back up on the stand to remind them that they just passed this thing with only one single person in a whole packed house supporting it. And for no good reason. It could be tabled and waited. And guys, as I get into some of these other details of the event, you're going to see how much of a kangaroo court this really was. Because even at one point, so Sierra Messenger, she piped off that, you know, for the county to come in and create a sewer territory in this one area would cost $100 million. And it was one of the most funny things of the whole evening. Tim Beyer, who is actually one of our county councilmen, stood up, and he is a legitimate licensed professional engineer and surveyor. You know, he works with this stuff. And he stood up and was like, where did you get this information? And this is one of the city councilmen. She put this out on record. And he asked her, he said, where did you get this information? And she went off with a, you know, my sources are confidential. I mean, come on. Like, and Tim Byers, you know, he's like, for what you're talking about, it'd really be like $1 million. And This is from somebody who actually does it. But yet, you have this other lady up there on the council trying to tell everybody that it'd be this, you know, ungodly crazy number. And then say that, you know, her sources were confidential. So, yeah, 100% for the mic drop moment of the night, it goes to County Commissioner Tim Beyer, which I misspoke earlier as a county counselor. You know, I'm sitting there bouncing back and forth, and my blood pressure's all up when I'm thinking about what I witnessed. So everything don't always come out perfectly. But it is actually County Commissioner Tim Beyer, and that was the mic drop moment of the evening because there was nothing. I mean, what's anybody going to argue then? None of them have the background to really even try to challenge him on it. But yet, they still try to talk over him like what they're doing is the correct way when the county commissioner who knows about this stuff is explaining things properly. And guys, I hate to say it, but it's almost like this stuff is by design. So, you know, people go out to these meetings, they're very energized, and then the politicians shut them down. And they do it so much that when you hear people talk about this, because, you know, I'm in the political arena, so I hear people talk about it all the time, how they're just going to do what they want anyway. And they push this narrative so hard, the government people do, that people don't show up. And that just allows them to keep voting themselves more of your money, resources, and livelihood. And so what we got here, guys, is these people intentionally try to disenfranchise the voters so that they have an easier time. And it's working right here. If you look at the election that put Matt Gentry as the mayor this last time, there was only like 900 people that voted for him and like 700 people voted for the other guy, and he wasn't any better. But and we're talking out of a city of over 17,900 votes. What does that mean? That means they have done an A1 job of disenfranchising the voters. And now, pretty much them and their friends get to keep themselves in power. But and we're going to have to keep pushing that because we got to change that dynamic and get back in that. And that's why I love to see the energy that we've been seeing at some of these meetings. But now that we got the energy at the meetings, the people are there, the energy's there, and you have politicians just snubbing their nose and not caring what any of these people think. And, you know, some of us that are out here in the county, the city acts like they, you know, they don't have to listen to us or hear our concerns at all because we didn't vote for them. But yet they are voting to put stuff in our backyards, in our neighborhoods, stuff that affects us. So where's the representation in that? I mean, I'm sitting here really trying to figure out how this is working out. You're saying that I can't stop you. My county commissioners can't stop you. And I don't get to vote or have any say on your actions. So this is some sort of government loophole here where they're now able to do something to somebody that has no representation to say no. And at face, that should be unconstitutional. And I know that, you know, a good friend of the show here, a good friend of the shop, Mike Broach, he stood up and read the notice, the Indiana right of people to create and regulate entities. And he read through the whole legal and constitutional sections that would apply to this in front of the council. So he showed them where what they were saying was flawed. And without any of them being able to challenge what he was telling them, they were all still full steam ahead. So let me backtrack here. Listen to how this is going, guys. We had the first woman to actually show any sort of, you know, angst against his plan or concerns, he bam, attacked and went after her hard. And then as this show goes, you know, then Sierra Messenger, she puts out this, oh, it would cost the county this much to do it, so we're doing the county a favor. Then she tries to take that line. And then they all get read the legal notices showing that what they were doing doesn't fall in line with the Constitution and how things are supposed to be in these deals. And then we had another person in the crowd point out that their maps that they were using to show their proposed territory were incorrect. They were incorrect last time. Then Jeff Jacobs, who was the legal counsel for all this that was at the last meeting, he was nowhere to be found. I didn't see him anywhere. Maybe he was there somewhere, but he didn't stand up to talk. He didn't clarify none of the concerns that got brought up by anybody. as they were doing in the last meeting. One of the council members, John Copeland, who I believe lives in the same neighborhood as the mayor, he wasn't there. And that allowed Gentry to be the deciding vote on one of them. I mean, guys, this whole thing, when you look at it in its entirety, I mean, there is nothing right about none of this. And as you keep looking for different reasons, so that's what led me to find and look and notice that Mike Gentry, which is Matt Gentry's father, has 15 acres right on the edge of this LEAP development that, you know, will now be easier development and worth more. So, you know, now that makes sense a little bit why Matt was willing to go to such lengths to get this thing crammed through, you know, whether he had to attack a woman or harass or bully the council or whatever it takes. And then I started looking around at some of the details of some of these other council members, and I seen another one that may have some property that's involved in this deal. And then I seen others of them that, you know, their bread's been buttered pretty well here and there. So what I'm getting at is all these people that are voting this stuff that's hurting the regular citizens of our area, these people do not share the same problems and concerns as what a whole bunch of us do. I mean, these people do not have the same problems. So it's real easy when they vote a bunch of high-end apartments instead of something somebody could afford to live. When they run, you know, the people out in the trailer court out, you know, try to push them out to where now they don't have a place. You know, when all these things happen, when, you know, they start annexing people's house and just moan, they don't care about none of this. They live a different type of life, and we do not have a seat at their table. And when you, the more you get into that, the deeper that rabbit hole goes. Because it's like all of these people are prepared to just plow this place over, sell it all out, leave with fat pockets and go somewhere else. But, you know, there's some of us that look at this place and you know, this is our home and we don't want to go nowhere and we don't want to do these things. And, you know, we're still here in the fight for it. And I mean, I see the damage. And guys, if you sat there and listened to all the people that got up and spoke, I mean, I go to all these meetings and I hit some of these events and I've never seen anything that fills up the council rooms like the pushback from the people against these big government programs that are mowing people over. And I gotta say, by the time I sat there and watched 20 people talk about how their hopes and their dreams and everything else were plowed over because now Lilly owns on three sides of them, or the IEDC brought the property around them, and now they're being pushed out to that, and nobody there's one person that's there, they live right over by Eli Lilly. And they said they ain't slept in like 6 months or better because they run in dump trucks past their house at 4 o'clock in the morning. And they keep calling the city out to enforce their ordinance because, you know, you're only supposed to be able to start at like 7 or something. But, you know, they keep giving them a pass and it keeps going. So these people are just left with no recourse because the people that, should be helping them, they're the people that sold them out in the first place. They don't care about them. And watching everybody go up there and talk about how they lived in their homes for 30, 40 years. And man, it's just heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to sit there and watch. And then what you really come to realize is there is no conservatism in this, guys. These people do not work for us. They have no values. Whatever pieces of silver it took to buy their loyalty have already been received. I mean, nobody in their right mind could sit there and stare at a room full of all these people and listen to all that and then just vote against it with nobody there to support it. I mean, that's insanity, guys. That is a government that's not working for you, and that's toxic. And we have to be getting back to bettering that. And I just started today. So on my cockroach page, I had been keeping what I called the infestation list. So this was a list of politicians, people, individuals in the community that push this left-wing stuff and this and that. And I was using it to kind of keep notes on it. But I started to notice that some of the battles that got people on that list or whatever had gotten resolved, but there was really no avenue when I started that to get them off. So, you know, while I always sit here and I keep telling everybody, like, we need to bring this community back together. We need to do this. I decided this morning that I was going to take the first step in doing that. and give everybody a chance. So I've actually deleted the infestation list off of it. So all the people that have gotten themselves on there, I mean, while I may not let them join my cockroach group or anything, it's a new day. And the people that you had battle with before, I mean, they could be your next best ally in the next fight that could be very important as well. And we always got to be trying to get back to what we agree on. We always got to be trying to move as a community to make things better. And we're always going to have points we disagree on, and some of them vehemently so. And I got to say, I'm cursed with, I have very strong opinions about everything. I mean, if I have an opinion on it, it is a strong one, because most of the things that I get an opinion on, it's because I've done some amount of research and reading, and then I've formed it, and then once you people do that, you don't normally move a whole lot if you form the opinion on your own, versus how some people just get theirs programmed in, which that one's a little easier. You know, the people that get programmed, the only good thing about that is most of them can be reprogrammed, because once they get that mindset of enough information in and they'll change their beliefs, then you can kind of do that. But people that actually read, research, think for themselves, come up with their own opinions, those don't budge much at all. And you know, just like we've talked about in other shows, how when I post online or on one of these forums, I'm not actually posting for the other posters, because like normally the other posters are people that have either consumed some amount of information or some amount of programming, and they're all very solid in their beliefs. They don't change very much. So when you get online and you debate people, they don't move very far. But you got to think, like we talked on a group like the Lebanon Chatter group that has 11,000 people. We might have 15 or 20 posters, but you know, having managed a group myself, I mean, when these boards can get 75% engagement on a hot topic, I mean, you might be talking 7 or 8,000 people see this post. So when I'm engaging on some of this stuff, those are my target people. So why I know that there's going to be several of the actual posters and several of the people that I engage in debate with. Well, I know they're never going to come back to my side, but there's a lot, up to thousands of other people that potentially could, and maybe they have that piece of information that's going to help us on the next time. And we need to keep these lines open, and we need to get back to that, to where we're the community that we used to be, where we weren't, oh, you're a county person, you're a city person. It used to be this was just our hometown. And like I said before, I mean, I still consider Lebanon my hometown, and I had went up there the other day and they treated me like crap, like I was some sort of foreign. I've been here my whole life. But so in conclusion, so after witnessing all this toxic stuff, and I slept on it for a night, and I started clipping and posting these videos so other people could see it. And then I decided I was going to shoot an email out to the entirety of the city council. So I sent this email to Dick Robertson, Sandra Jasonowski, Keith Campbell, Mike Kincaid, Robert Hawkins, and John Copeland. And it's titled Mayor Matt Gentry's Behavior. I'm addressing this board to request disciplinary actions for Mayor Gentry over his openly misogynistic treatment of Councilwoman Jasonowski. He spoke over her several times, telling her that her discernment of the situation was incorrect and how she should be thinking, then topping it with cutting off her proposed motion, only to let another council member propose one. Mr. Gentry did not question Mike Kincaid over his thoughts, nor Keith Campbell's when he defected. But several times he openly challenged the female on the board while talking over her and cutting her off. These actions are wholly unacceptable and should be vocally condemned in modern society. Also, I'm disappointed that none of the men on this board, nor Sandra's fellow councilwoman, had the fortitude to tell Mr. Gentry that he was out of line, instead just standing by while the mayor attempted to take Sandra to the woodshed, so to speak. Please respond with comment, Bud Wiry, KNS Radio. And guys, if you guys witness this thing, and go watch these videos over there at the shop's Facebook page, leave your comments. But it is my official take that this was 100% completely unacceptable, wrong, and it should be condemned by not only the city council, it should be condemned by the Boone County Republican Party, it should be condemned by all good people. Nobody, I don't care which side of the aisle you are, whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a Republican, whether you're for these big government, nobody, nobody should support a male mayor sitting there and trying to strong arm an elected official that happens to be a female. It was disgusting. And the fact that it was in broad daylight in front of all them people, just mind blowing. But guys, we're going to have to get back into this. I've run out my clock here, and I got a lot more that I really wanted to get to. But we'll just have to get her next week. You guys have a great rest of your weekend. See you next week.